$50 permits and save some money. There is another set of people that come to the Kenai Peninsula, like my 65-year-old father from Minnesota, who come twice a summer and stay 2 weeks. Those people will get two $35 permits and pay considerably more than they have in the past. So on his behalf, and those people who have relatives who come up and would be paying considerably more under this bill, I'm going to vote no.
Senator,
mine is no different in the bill, Mr. President. It's on section number 63 and page 18. I did have a legal opinion. Says exactly what they tried to do last night by eliminating this particular section, but because of the fact the way this provision is written, it does prorate the amount of payments on entitlement and other former programs. And if there lack funding for school foundation, the Department of Education can prorate those payments to our school districts. If there's insufficient funds in the longevity bonus, they can prorate those payments. Or AFDC in health payments. And I just want you to be aware of that. I'm not going to try to rescind that motion again, but that's what this does. And it is contrary to what our letter of intent was in section, whatever section number two in our finance version of the budget.
Question before the Senate is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, has passed the Senate in third reading by a vote of 11 yeas, 9 nays. Senator Taylor, would you move the effective date and then the court rule?
Yep. Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Yes, sir.
Pardon? Oh, I'm sorry.
Move the effective date clause. The question before the Senate is, shall the effective dates of committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the Secretary please lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective dates of committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, have been adopted. Senator Taylor, the court rule. Senator Duncan.
Maybe we could ask the majority leader just to explain what the court rule changed, what impact it has, what it does, just so I'm clear before I vote. Where it's...
Section 33.
Alaska Rule Prorate Procedure 16D.
Senator Pierce.
Mr. President, sections 33 through 35 were requested by the Office of Public Advocacy within the Department of Administration. It allows them to charge fees for public guardians based on the ability to pay. It was in response to a recommendation by the Legislative Budget and Audit that the Office of Public Advocacy pursue additional funding sources to support its activity. In so doing, a court rule does get changed.
And Mr. President, that court rule change is actually found in section 75, page 22. And what it does, it affects the probate procedure, rule 16D, by providing that compensation for guardian services may be provided for without an order of the court. What you actually end up with is a lot of public advocacy work being done today where they assist people who aren't truly indigent. They just don't have anyone else to look out for them. and the a nurse or the hospital or someone will get a hold of our public advocacy program, they go in and assist the elderly person by setting up through the court a guardianship so that there's someone there to take care of making certain that their check account isn't robbed by the kid delivering the groceries, writing out too big a check. So you actually have a guardianship set up, and that person reports to the court. And these people are very capable of paying for that kind of a service and reimbursing the agency for it. This provides for that rule change and also for that opportunity to provide at least some reimbursement back for the services that are being rendered.
The question before the Senate is, shall the court rule?
May Senate we have Lincoln. A brief at ease, please?
Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? The question before the Senate is the court rule changes contained in committee substitute for Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended. We are under the call. Senator Adams?
Was there a motion just to adopt the court rule, Mr. President?
That is the motion before us, Senator Adams.
Then though the court rule is on this particular bill and parliamentary inquiry, that if the court rule failed, it would be only pertaining to that particular section. Is that correct, Mr. President?
That's correct.
And the remaining bill would stand. Thank you.
The question before the Senate is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, court rule changes be approved? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? If any member wish to change their vote, would the secretary please lock the roll and record the vote? And so the court rule changes in committee substitute Senate Bill 99, Finance Amended, have passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to 1 nay. Will the secretary please read the next item on the calendar?
House Bill Number 211, an act relating to the municipal tax exemption for inventories extended for export.
Are there amendments?
I have no amendment.
Senator, it isn't.
Amendment pending from yesterday.
Senator Kelly?
I did have an amendment on the secretary's desk yesterday.
Thank you, Senator.
It's on every member's desk.
Oh, Senator Kelly, you need to move to second reading.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent we return to second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment.
Without objection, we're back in second reading for a specific amendment to House Bill 211. Senator Kelly?
Could the secretary please read the amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Senator Kelly, page 2, line 3, after application, add the words, which shall be a public document.
Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, it was my concern that there is going to be a question as to when you're taxing inventories, what inventory is being held for potential export and what inventory is being held for domestic markets. And I suspect that this could be an area of controversy, and I think that it should be certain in the law that these documents are going to be available to the public.
Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? Without objection, amendment number 1 is adopted. The bill is back before us in third reading on final passage as House Bill 211 amended Senate. Madam Secretary.
Read the bill one more time. We have a brief at ease.
The Senate will stand at ease. House Bill 211 Senate is in third reading on final passage. If there's no debate, will the members please vote on final passage, House Bill 211 amended Senate. members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary please lock the roll and record the vote? And so House Bill 211, amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas to one nay.
And to reconsider my vote on this measure.
Senator Catula has served notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 211, amended Senate. Senator Taylor?
I give notice of my intent or my reconsideration on House Bill 178, and also notice of my reconsideration on House Bill 293.
Notice the reconsideration is given on 293 and 178 House bills. Senator Taylor, would you move that the remainder of the calendar be held for tomorrow's calendar, the bills?
Two awfully important pieces there.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah. Move and ask unanimous consent that the remainder of today's calendar be held till tomorrow's calendar.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Pierce.
Did Senator, was reconsideration served on 211? Did Senator Catula serve it?
Yes, he did.
Yes,
okay.
He did. What? That brings us, I believe, to citation calendar.
Citations honoring Jim Douglas High School field team, Senators Duncan Pierce, Sheriff Lehman. Honoring Jim Douglas High School men's basketball team, Senators Duncan Pierce, Donnelly, Sheriff Lehman. Honoring George Houston, Senators Duncan Pierce, Donnelly, Sheriff Lehman. Honoring University of Alaska, Senators Ellis Pierce, Sheriff Lehman, Duncan Ringer. Honoring Don James Fesmail, Senators Catula, Halford, Pierce, Donnelly, Little, Sheriff Lehman, Duncan. Honoring Rose Palmquist, Senators Catula, Halford, Phillips, Ellis Pierce, Donnelly, Little, Adams, Sheriff Lehman, Duncan. Honoring Kat Schellen, Senators Catula, Halford, Pierce, Donnelly, Sheriff Lehman, Duncan. Honoring Alexis Delsfois, Senators Pierce, Donnelly, Little, Sheriff Lehman, Duncan Ringer. Honoring Emma Walton, Senators Ellis Pierce, Donnelly, Little, Sheriff Lincoln, Duncan Ringer. In memoriam, Helen Rhodes, Senators Little, Lehman, Duncan.
Senator Taylor?
First, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be put on as a co-sponsor on the Rose Palmquist Award.
Without objection, Senator Taylor will be shown as a co-sponsor as requested. Senator Frank?
I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor on the Junior Douglas men's basketball team and the citation honoring George Houston. And on the University of Alaska Fairbanks mathematics team.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are adopted. Senator Kelly.
President, has reconsideration been given on Senate Bill 99?
No, it has not.
Then I would give my notice to reconsider Senate Bill 99.
Reconsideration has been noted on Senate Bill 99.
No sense anything leaving this body today.
Senator Duncan? Senator, stand at ease. I'm sorry, George. Will the Senate please come back to order? We are under unfinished business. We have three resolutions on title changes that we were going to take up under unfinished business. And at this time, I'm going to refer them to rules for placement on tomorrow's calendar, so we'll deal with them tomorrow and not tonight under unfinished business. Further unfinished business, Senator Duncan?
Hey, Mr. President, just a inquiry, if I could, for information purposes, and this, I think, is under unfinished business. A couple nights ago, I know there was transmitted to this body Senate Bill 100.
That's correct.
And I have not heard the message read on that. I was wondering what happened to that and what your intent is.
We finally got the bill actually in its complete form last night, and we're going to leave it on the desk for at least one day when we get it copied so that people can look at it. I expect we will have a debate. I know that I've heard your statements that you'd rather do that and be done with it, and that's, I think we'll have that debate and deal with it. But that will be on the floor for concurrence with the House's $3 billion amendment to the Senate's $30 million bill.
So So that will be read tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll be read tomorrow then, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. And there should be copies out, I think. If not, would the Senate Secretary make sure that we pass out copies in the morning so that everybody has a copy of that? I thought copies were out. Oh, okay. Further unfinished business? Further unfinished business? See, somebody sent me a thing for a referral. Under unfinished business, at the request of the Chairman of Judiciary, I'm going to make add a judiciary referral to House Bill 65, Financial Administration of State Government. Can we stand at ease? I think I had another one. Will the Senate please come back to order? We are under unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Pierce?
Finance is not going to meet today. We will meet tomorrow at the call of the chair. The same schedule is posted.
Senator Jacko?
There'll be a Rules Committee meeting about 10 minutes after adjournment in the Barron Camp Room.
Oh. Senator Salo?
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a minority caucus in the morning at 9 o'clock in the Belch Room.
Senator Taylor?
Yeah, just one announcement from the clerk. Everyone, please keep all the materials you have with you on your desk tonight. They're not going to reproduce everything and bring in a whole brand new copy. So keep that and keep the other items you have on your desk.
Senator Taylor is saving a tree.
That's right. It's part of my green movement. The other announcement I had was that Senate Judiciary was canceled today. The calendar will be rolled over. All those same items will be again on the calendar for tomorrow.
Further announcements.
I don't know what all that means. Everything was reconsidered. Some of it was reconsidered long after we passed it, so some of it's in a waste can that's got...
We would like just to put the bills before you tomorrow.
Do what?
Have the bills in the backup with no fiscal notes or journal backup.
Whatever. I was just going to say that some of it's in the waste can.
I'd ask the pages, don't empty the waste cans.
Under announcements, special orders, Senator Taylor, 10 a.m.
Stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection, the Senate's adjourned until 10 a.m.